Sub two is report and possible discussion on financial year 2011 first quarter budget report and town hubs.
This is the, again, the normal quarterly budget report. Of course, this is for the first quarter that ended November 30th, 2010. You received detailed reports in your diligent materials. This is a summary schedule like we normally see each quarter that, I present to y'all. And, nothing particularly remarkable. Of course, it's just the first quarter of the year, but there is except for one item, and it's in the revenues category, the second line, as you can see. And you can see the variance over here of $1.8 million. And that was due to a receipt of a royalty check that we got from Kadane Oil, who it's an oil and gas royalty that we have at Possum Kingdom Lake. And that we received that in September during this first quarter. And it was not a budgeted item. Even though we expected it was going to happen, we did not budget back in the summertime, not knowing at that time, not knowing the amount. And the reason why it was such a large amount was that it really represented about 3 years back, nearly 3 years back. There was a dispute in the division order of the oil and gas, of this particular oil and gas property, that finally got settled. And then we received the money retroactively. There was retroactive amounts, something like that. So it was $1.8 million. It was almost that entire variance amount. It was the amount that we received that got us caught up through fiscal year 10. And now we're receiving monthly royalty checks for that already in fiscal 11 and stuff. Although they're quite a bit smaller, I might add. There was much more production in early in the first year back in 2008, I believe, or even late 2007 when we first received it. And now that's dropped off. Some of it's because the natural gas prices are down significantly less than they were originally, and a lot of it's the quantity. So anyway, that's the major reason for that variance that we had in the first quarter. On the revenue side, the expenses, you can see we're a little bit under budget, which is normally the case on the expense side, $600,000 and stuff. And you can see as you go down, most everything on capital projects and stuff. The second to last line down there, the divestiture proceeds, obviously we closed on the PK divestiture in this first quarter and received the proceeds. There were slightly more than the $50 million because there were some monies also in the contract that had to do with Patterson Group paid us for some roads issues and things like that that made some a little bit more than the $50 million, $50,302,000. So it brings our unrestricted reserves, our ending reserves, at least at the end of the first quarter. Again, this was as of 11:30, to about $111 million. So I'd be happy to answer any questions anybody has about that.
Any questions to John?
I'd like to make a quick comment, and perhaps you already had planned to say something, but just talking about the divestiture proceeds, the staff just did such an incredible job, and they probably set some kind of record for closings, property closings. So I think they just did a tremendous job. I can't even imagine, but want to thank them all.
They did a tremendous amount of work in a very short amount of time. So
and we're not the bad guys anymore.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. See, moving on to